You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was delivered by Dr. Dale A. Meyer. Its title is Jesus, Son of Man. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
Today I want to talk about Jesus, Son of Man. Saying that Jesus is Son of Man means that he's a true human being. Now, maybe you've not given that much thought, but it is important. Do you ever find yourself struggling with life? Can you admit that sometimes you're afraid? And what about death? If that hasn't given you pause, then I'm telling you, you'd better get with it. Each of us has to deal with death. In the tough times of life and facing death, we do need help. That's why it's eternally important that you know Jesus, and know him not simply as another person of history, but that you believe in him as the unique and singular Son of God and Son of Man. Jesus is, and I say is, not was, a true human being. Sometimes I ride the bus to work. I recall that the first time I used the bus, it was quite a confusing experience. The different bus routes, bus stops, transfers, and so on. I was so confused that the first night I rode the bus home, I got all goofed up and it took me almost 4 hours. Now on the bus you see all kinds of people. All ages, all classes, all dispositions. They all get on the bus. Once in a while, I recognize someone riding with me on the bus, but most of the time they're nameless fellow travelers who get on wherever they happen to get on, and they get off wherever they happen to get off. It's like life. People come and people go. You may think of Jesus simply as another human being. Like people getting on and off the bus, he traveled with us in history some 2,000 years ago. In December, we remember he came as a baby in Bethlehem. When spring comes, we remember his death, and then we celebrate something called Easter. For many of you, Easter is simply the rebirth of nature, hope springs eternal, etc., etc., and so forth. Many of you think of Jesus as just another traveler on the bus of life. An important traveler, indeed, but just another human being. If that's the way you picture Jesus, you're dead wrong. Let me give you a word to remember from today's message. The word is incarnation. It means to come into the flesh. The historical Jesus who lived among us for some 30 years long ago is God incarnate. God literally come into our human flesh. That makes Jesus Christ a unique person, different from anyone you have ever seen, different from all my buddies on the bus. Jesus Christ is a one-of-a-kind human being. By the incarnation, the pre-existent Son of God became also a Son of Man. That began with his conception. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the third person in the triune God. He was conceived in and given birth by a virgin named Mary, just as God had prophesied and as the Bible records. This unique person was born in Bethlehem, a little town of no account, or at least it was of no account until his incarnation. Jesus, this singular Son of Man, spent most of his childhood in the northern city of Nazareth. Now, I've been to Nazareth. It's the kind of town you drive through and think, I could find a better place to live than this. It's the kind of place that bus people can identify with. There, in Nazareth, this incarnate Son of God lived as part of a family. Mary, we already mentioned. Stepfather Joseph, a carpenter, is one of the great heroes of the Christmas story. And the Bible says that there were brothers and sisters. These are biographical details that many people regard as common details of one more human life. But the Bible says, no, this person is different. Jesus Christ is the pre-existent Son of God and the perfect Son of Man. He is exactly what you need in your life. You need more than just another fellow traveler in your life. You need someone in whom you can be a person in whom God has great delight. You need someone in whom you are part of a perfect humanity. You need someone in whom you can face the problems of living, and you need someone in whom you can conquer death itself. I don't think I'm being presumptuous when I say that these are the things you need. I also don't think I'm being presumptuous to say that you can't get these needed things by yourself, nor can you get them from another human being, another person on the bus of life. What you need, perfection, confidence, real life, has to come from someone who is unique. It can only come from the pre-existent Son of God who became incarnate, who became a true and perfect Son of Man in order to help you. Let me tell you why the pre-existent Son of God became incarnate. God became man in order to take your place. First, the Son of God became a Son of Man to take your place under the law. The law is what God requires of you. Thou shalt this, thou shalt not that. All those commandments which we have broken, all those transgressions which brought troubles into our world, the troubles we struggle with day in and day out. Paul wrote in Romans 7, "When I want to do what is right, evil is there with me. In my inner being, I delight in God's law. But all through the members of my body, I see another law fighting against the law in my mind and making me a prisoner to the law of sin which exists in the members of my body. What a miserable person I am! Who will rescue me from this body which brings death?" The answer to the cry for help is the Son of God who became a Son of Man so that he could keep God's law in your place. Jesus perfectly obeyed the commandments as your substitute. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 say, "When the time finally came, God sent out his Son to be born of a woman and to be born under law in order to pay the price to free those under law." Second, the Son of God also became Son of Man so that he could suffer and die in your place. Human beings die. God cannot die. So he became a man so that he could die for you. Death has come to us because of sin. Romans chapter 5 says, "Sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin. So death also spread to all people since all sinned." Romans chapter 6 says the wages of sin is death. Sinful human beings die, and your death will bring you before God, the holy and just judge. Now why should the judge give you eternal life and the blessedness of heaven? You're a sinner. Eternal death is your due. The only human being who merits eternal life is Jesus Christ, Son of God and perfect Son of Man, who died in your place and rose again for you so that your death can be the gateway to eternal life. "I am the resurrection and the life," says this unique Son of Man. "The person who believes in me will live, even if he dies." So this Son of Man took your place in death so that you can have a place with him in eternal life. I've just given you two reasons why the pre-existent Son of God became incarnate. Hebrews chapter 2 says it this way, "Now since all these children share flesh and blood, he also took on flesh and blood to be like them, so that by his death he might take away all the power of him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and thus he might free those who were subjected to slavery all their lives by their fear of death. In every way, he had the obligation to become like his brothers, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in representing them before God, and thus pay for the sins of the people. Oh no, Jesus isn't just another fellow traveler in life. He's unique. He is one of a kind. He is, in every sense, what God intends humanity to be. In your own being, there is nothing. In his being, you have everything. While this Son of Man is not just another person on the bus of life, he is indeed a fellow traveler with you in your life. Your Savior can help you. And you need that, don't you? One day I was riding on the bus, and two people behind me were talking. One was a young woman, the other was older. The younger woman confided that this was only her second day on the bus, and she really didn't know what she was doing. I've got to tell you, I smiled at that. It hadn't been too long before that I spent 4 hours riding around St. Louis. So the younger woman admitted she needed help. The older woman was a gracious person. She freely gave information and encouragement. We all need help. Sometimes kindly fellow travelers help us. But you know, they can only do so much. Like us, they're burdened by their sins. Like us, they have fears and guilt. Like us, they themselves can't rise above the limits of their sinful humanity. Thank God for other humans who help. But you need to believe that you have someone traveling with you who is the unique Son of God and the perfect Son of Man. Hebrews chapter 2 tells us two things about this Son of Man that are helpful to you. There are more, of course. These just happen to be two mentioned in Hebrews 2:17. Jesus is merciful. That means that this Son of Man does real things for real people. Whether you live in high-rent districts or you're homeless, whether you ride a bus or a beamer, the merciful Son of God provides you with countless loving kindnesses. Sometimes it takes faith to see them. Jesus, the perfect Son of Man, is also faithful. He's not going to abandon you. 2 Timothy 2 says, "You can depend on this. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we patiently endure, we shall also rule with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we do not believe, he remains faithful, because he cannot disown himself." Jesus is going to stick with you. He's faithful. Yes, God had every one of us struggling people in mind when he sent his Son into this world to be a human being, a Son of Man. Whether it's the people and neighborhoods I see on my bus ride, or the folks you see around you, God considered every one of them when he sent a human Savior into our world. And best of all, the Son of God became incarnate for you. No wonder, then, that we believers confess Jesus to be beautiful Savior, Son of God, and Son of Man. Amen.
Hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.